This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Scream loudly for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
Hey, baby.
Thank God it's
Friday. Don't you love it?
Oh,
they knew how to celebrate Friday back in 1978.
Yeah.
This is a Frankie Crocker stuff right here.
This is Love and Kisses.
Hey, baby.
They got it.
That's fun. It is Friday.
It is Friday. It's Eric's birthday. Happy birthday, Eric.
Eric.
Somebody's been asking for
with Eric. A K or a C-H or a C?
With a K. He's Viking.
Uh-oh.
Viking. This is for Hey Baby and Taylor's.
Hey Baby.
They got it.
I can't tell if that's, what's his name? Barry White or if that was one of the Oak Ridge boys. I couldn't tell. But then I realized quite quickly that it was neither.
Yeah.
It's Love and Kisses.
Well, okay.
You talk about the hip-hop Oak Ridge Boys? B-O-I?
No, not at all.
That must have been after. Was that after or before Hudson?
I had no clue. What is that?
I was Love and Hudson.
Oh, man. No.
Said Love and Kisses. I'm like, was that after or before Love and Hudson?
Yeah, Kisses got fired.
Okay.
And then they brought in Howard Hudson.
Okay.
Because he did that one voice.
Yeah.
I want to go roller skating and then start taking off my clothes. I don't know. It's a strippy drug dance song. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Roller skating.
I was thinking about doing an old school radio bit called Chomping, Stomping, Laughing, and Loafing.
Oh my gosh.
Darkening doors.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like that. Oh, you had a wood floor, though. You had more forgiving surface.
Where?
When you went skating. We had a cement floor.
Oh, oh man, that's rough.
Yep.
The cement
that?
Floors, they just built a building on the parking lot.
Pretty much. Had cracks in it, too.
Yeah.
Well, I take that and I see you with a cement water park in Taylor's from back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Where you literally get skin up going down it.
Oh,
and no,
man.
I didn't get stuck.
We had a community pool, but we didn't have a water park.
Some rough childhood.
Breaking local news. This isn't something that can be covered in headlines. This is something that's going to...
Oh, can I keep this going then?
Yeah, please.
I don't know that it's apropos.
Maybe you should kill it and stop cackling.
I'm going to let it go just because you said kill it.
Two local universities are being sued. And it's Bob Jones and Furman. And I drive by both of them almost every day. Well, in fact, I drive by both of them every day.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Going home. Now, on the way, I only pass the one. But on the way back, I choose. Well, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I choose to go a different way home.
Yeah.
It seems easier. But anyway.
Can't do it now.
A former Bob Jones University student is suing both BJU and Furman after she says that she was drugged and sexually assaulted and then expelled from school. So here's the story. According to the lawsuit, the victim, referred to as Jane Roe, was invited by a football player to a party at Furman in October of last year. She brought a friend with her, which is always smart to do. Was told that there was going to be this big, huge college party. They were going to roll up to Furman. They get there. It was just them two and seven members of, this is alleged, it was just her friend, and seven members of the Furman University football team. One of the players identified as John Doe. See, she's Jane Roe. He's John Doe.
Yeah.
He gave her alcohol and weed, which caused her, obviously, to become impaired. Short time later, he took her, her friend, and two of the other players back to his apartment, where he continued to, quote, give the visibly intoxicated plaintiff more alcohol. And then some sex was had. Really, according to her, unaware of the situation. So after the incident, she and her friend contacted the Furman police, the university police. And basically, just to cut this down a little bit, when she did that, they said, well, you go to Bob Jones University and you will get expelled if you go forward with this. And she's like, why? And it's like, because you came up here and smoked weed and drank alcohol. Yeah. And that will get you expelled from Bob Jones University.
And it ultimately did.
And it did.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all, she was taken to Greenville Memorial.
Yeah, there were multiple trips to the hospital and a forensic exam, and then she was expelled pretty quick after, right?
According to this, quickly, according to something I read last night after we were texting back and forth about it, it said several weeks.
Okay.
But that could mean, like, hey, you're going to be expelled, you know, by phone, and then the official letter comes in or whatever. I mean, this is a crazy world. That's craziness. That's not even world. We can talk about Beirut. We can talk about all these things going on. We can talk about Portland, Oregon. We can talk about this is Greenville, South Carolina. This is where our kids could likely go to college. Mine won't.
Yeah.
Mine won't. But
yeah, I mean, it seems like it's something that won't come back on them.
You sit there and wonder why someone would come forward years later with these, like, well, if it was so bad, why'd you wait so long to come forward about it? Things like this, intimidation. It's not like, yeah, we're going to do something about it. And part of me says, well, what if this was just students, not football players? Would it have been a difference? Yes, it would have been. Seven football players were present at a party. First off, if I'm ever at a situation, a gathering or whatever, especially like, you know, when you go, you know, you're not in a relationship, you show up to a party and it's just you and your buddies, there's seven or eight of you hanging out, drinking, smoking weed, and then two girls show up. I'm immediately thinking, this ain't right.
That's an uncomfortable situation for anybody in the room, or it should be, I think. It's, I mean, I you've been in that
only
spot
only if
before.
I'm the most attractive one in the group.
Well, we don't have to worry about that.
But yeah, I mean, like the one boys' night from years ago.
Yeah,
there were 8-9 dudes, and then two girls, and then like me and Jimmy just went and sat in the car.
Yeah.
Well, what'd y'all do?
We just went and sat in the car.
Teetotaled.
Yeah.
Almost fault.
Yeah.
We were so.
Yeah, we decided that. Yeah, I mean, we decided to go sit in the car and let all our married buddies fight over the two girls.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I would have went. Now that'd have been fun to watch.
That's what it was. But yeah, that's something interesting about this is the university police officer has since left and taken a job somewhere else, and the football player has left the university as well, right?
That I don't have. If you do, feel free to throw it in.
Yeah, well, Furman officials told the Greenville News that the football player was no longer at the university. But there are no details about the departure because federal privacy laws.
So yeah. Is the school like, oh, well, he's gone. It's all for us.
I mean, it's very early on. It's all, I mean, it's all just alleged. Nothing is proven. Nothing is factual necessarily at this stage.
Now, this is as of earlier this morning. Furman, as you just said, I just found this. Furman said that the university police works closely with the South Carolina Law Enforcement Department. Sexual misconduct's not ethical to the values of our community. We can't speak to the specifics of the lawsuit or the investigation. Bob Jones did not respond at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Furman University Police Department, Bob Jones University, John Doe football player, and the officer responding to the call, they're all named in the lawsuit.
So they're not going to have to respond until it goes away. I mean, you think there would be some victim advocacy first off. It just sounds harsh. Like, okay, well, this happened. Well, you're going to get kicked out.
Yeah, but they were instead of looking at the crime itself, she was judged morally, and
yeah, that's definitely how the lawsuit reads: is that she was judged morally by the officer who responded to the call, and everybody on down the line from there.
Yeah, so that's what they're looking at right now. I mean, maybe they should have just not expelled somebody for something that happened. I know that's school policy where you can't drink or have parties like that, but still.
You can't go to the movies, dude. Like, when I was in high school, we would see, you would almost think they were like, who were the guys that would ride around the bicycles with the certain ties, try to witness to you?
Usually Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. you would see them standing at the door, and they would be looking at people when they would go by. And my buddy Kent said, those are BJU narcs. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they narc out the other BJU kids because they're not supposed to go to the movies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not supposed to go to the movies? You can't drink? You can't do this?
There's no life.
There's no college experience.
There's no way to live.
I mean, but it's like they went to the movies to see if other people were going to the movies.
Yeah.
Think about it for a minute.
Yeah. Well, this is also the town where in 1999 we had a bunch of people protesting and putting up a big stink because Black Sabbath came to town.
Right.
So we were protesting a bunch of musicians in their 50s playing a concert. Not like this, you know what I mean? That's where we were.
Yeah. But
these were like middle-aged men playing a concert. We're going to go protest the middle-aged dads playing a show. Get out of our town, middle-aged dads.
And see, as far as the women, if you're a victim, you're a victim. It doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter what you're doing at the time. Nobody has the right to have sex with you.
Well, you're absolutely right, Paige. And furthermore, the lawsuit says several hours after leaving the hospital, a meeting was scheduled with the lady in question. We call her Ro. Her mother and the Bob Jones University Dean of Women. They have a dean for the different sexes, which is kind of odd.
Yeah.
They informed Roe and her mother that they would be expelling her for consuming the alcohol before any kind of investigation was even taken down.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, an investigation even began.
Yeah. At least according to the lawsuit, right?
So you have to ask yourself, you hear these stories all the time. Why did you wait? I mean, this, if she had never said anything, she would have had to deal with this her whole life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just go through college and look at, you know, mom and dad and just smile like everything's fine. Because you think about this too, like Furman, okay? But if this had been like a Clemson or a South Carolina, oh my God. I mean, way bigger. Like Furman's not, you know, back in 88, they won their division national championship. But not like looked at as like a Clemson or South Carolina. But seven or eight members of their team, God bless. God forbid that these guys would have not been on that team. You know what I mean? I hope to God that the police officer, that the Furman University police officer that was on duty that night does not have daughters. Or better yet, I hope he doesn't have sons. Because he's...
If this is what happened and what actually happened, if the lawsuit is what actually happened.
I'll tell you, foxcarolina.com is my source.
Yeah, but it's just alleged. You know what I mean? It's just
and they say that absolutely all the way through this thing. But she was, I mean, it's definite that she was expelled by the university for drinking.
Right.
But yeah, it's, I mean, according to her lawsuit, her side of the story is that she was, yeah, I mean, she
admits she went to the party.
She was in, everybody was looking down on her for, you know, the drinking and the smoking and not what happened to her where she was victimized.
I don't get it. And you, again, you wonder why. You know, I saw one yesterday. It was a local one where a lady, you know, was taken advantage of in the early 2000s, and she's just now coming forward.
Yeah.
And sometimes I read down to read the comments, and it was
one
after another.
Cesspool.
She's just chasing money. Why are you waiting 20 years to go after this? Well, you know what? A lot of times it takes counseling and therapy to kind of get up the nerve to do it, or finally, okay, I'm out of school, you know, I'm a full-fledged adult now or whatever, now I can face this and get over this hump.
Yeah,
a lot of times they just want to look those people in the eye and say, you know what, you hurt me.
Yeah, they just don't want it. They don't want to face it. They just don't want it to continue to haunt them and linger with them, but it does.
And maybe a better policy would have been, and I understand that the school policy is no alcohol, no smoking, whatever, that sort of thing, and she did break that rule, but with the investigation, maybe they should have held off on that until everything was done instead of expelling her.
Well, clearly.
All right, we got some phones going. We're going to take a break. We'll get everybody on hold. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Nine made a good point. Again, this is all alleged, but it's in the news. Unlike some of the other scandals from a couple weeks ago that kind of tiptoed up the news and then kind of went away.
You can tell who has money.
Yeah, you can tell
who has money. Me today.
1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before
you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. Look at that. On time.
Heck yeah.
Well, it goes downhill from here. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. And it's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but it's interesting that a lot of you were not even aware of this story.
Yeah.
Hell, I am. I don't even have local TV anymore. But this was the big story. You can go see it now. I'm looking at the Fox Carolina story on it.
I think every local outlet covered it.
Former Bob Jones student, her and a friend went to a party at Furman University. When she got there, 7, maybe 8 members of the Furman football team were there. She at least was raped.
It's all alleged. We have to say that just so we don't get sued by somebody else.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy in the day and age? I get it, though.
Well, you can't present a pending court case as factual because nothing has been proven factual.
Yeah. Well, sexually assaulted, alleged.
Yes.
Was drugged, alleged. She goes to the Furman University Police Department, which works directly with the SCLEC.
Mm-hmm.
It's alleged that the police officer told her, well, you go to Bob Jones, and if this comes out, you will be expelled because you were at a party where there was alcohol and you consumed it on your own free will, even if it was drugged.
But the way the lawsuit reads is everybody was concerned with that.
More than.
Yeah,
that superseded any of the assault that took place, which is, it shouldn't.
Mind-boggling.
Not that wasn't going to come around anyway, but that should, I mean, it seemed like that was just everybody trying to, I mean, that seems like a great way to keep it quiet. You're going to get kicked out of school, you know, just trying to wash your hands of something that may have happened.
Well, how many times I'm not trying to like sit here and try to be some kind of, whatever. I'm trying to think of a good word to.
Don't be a whatever, no.
Well, you know, it's why people don't want to come forward with stuff like this. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Yeah.
It's not about necessarily sometimes where you were, but it's like, well, you were deflowered. You know what I mean? Like, oh, your parents are going to look at you weird because, or maybe down the road when.
Very,
you know,
Old Testament.
Very old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you're going to be victimized in a court case and victimized twice if you report it. But I think more women should come forward because nobody has the right to rape you, ever. No.
Let's go to Anonymous. I wonder why Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
It's going good. So,
are we on speaker? Are we on speaker?
Look on speaker. All right, there you go.
Oh, yeah, sounds perfect. Much better. Thanks,
much better.
All right, so now when she went to that party, and I have kind of background in that kind of lifestyle. Like, I was raised for 12 years in a Christian school that will remain nameless, but me and Nine kind of share it.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Go Panthers.
Dairy Queen University.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
But she knew that there were consequences to what she was doing.
Yeah.
And he knew there were consequences to what they were doing. She knew that she could be kicked out, and she was.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that he could be prosecuted for drugging her and raping her, and he should be. So I think if you look at it like that, it's not surprising that she got expelled.
No. It just seemed like that was like the first and foremost thing that to happen instead of anybody addressing the assault claims and, you know, the hospital stuff and all that.
Right. And he should face the consequences, and there should be harsh consequences because she faced harsh consequences.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be swept under the rug. But at the time, that was the forefront issue, was her going to party and getting drunk. And
yeah,
that's what they deal with first is the...
Take the expulsion out of it. Let's say she just went to a university without any kind of faith-based stuff or whatever. What if she just went there, she's 21, they give her alcohol, and it spiked or it's roofied or whatever it was, alleged. What then?
Right, but... So here's the difference. At Bob Jones, you sign a contract that you agree to their rules and that you are subject to their punishment if you break their rules. She signed the contract that said that she would obey the rules. Now, a regular university doesn't have that kind of contract.
Mm-hmm.
So if she knew then and she admitted to it, then and that's the forefront issue, they're going to take care of that. But
they should be concerned that a student was assaulted and then handle that on the back end.
Right. No, that shouldn't be swept under the rug. But at the same time, like, she admitted to that, and then he didn't admit to anything. I don't think so. But, you know, they need to do an investigation. They need to take him to jail. They need to, you know, do whatever they have to do to him because that's what he's earned. That's what he deserves.
Yeah.
So... But anyway,
all right.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Have
a good
Anonymous.
Morning. Tickle it, guys.
Throw that Bluetooth away.
Yeah.
And we don't know if he hurt her or not. She could be...
She was raped.
Yeah.
Well, he hurt her.
He hurt her. I mean, it's just, that's what it is.
Let's go to P1 Floyd's Dusty Rose, correct?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's P1 Floyd's Dusty Rose. But... Basically, the same thing that the last guy was saying. She knew that she wasn't supposed to have anything to drink, no drugs. It's the school's policy. Everybody has to know that before they ever even attend that school. So when she went over there and she started drinking, she knew right then that she could be expelled from school.
Yeah.
Bob Jones University is only concerned with what goes on with their students. They can't handle, they can't deal with the Furman student. So their only concern is the fact that she broke their policy. So they have to do what they can, which is expel her. They can't take care of anything that goes on at another school.
Well, yeah, it's not on them to police it, but it's on them to kind of, you know, offer some kind of care in the process of investigating before suspending and expelling, probably. I mean, she was definitely in violation of their policy, and that was going to come up.
Exactly.
But it seems like, you know, the alleged assault would supersede some of that, at least in the short term, till we figure that part out.
But, see, once she broke that policy, she's no longer a student of theirs. She's no longer their concern.
God, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're preaching out of one book, and
I don't have kids
closing it when it comes to something else. That's insane to me.
Like, if I had kids, I'd be more callous, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got four kids myself. Three of them are girls. And, I mean, I would be upset over this happening to one of my daughters, but at the same time, the school's policy, you know, I would be upset with my daughter over doing the stuff that could lead to that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I wouldn't be so much concerned about her getting expelled as I would be, okay, well, you went over there, you drank, you did the drugs, you knew what could happen, and it happened. I'm upset that it happened, but you knew what could happen. You knew the consequences behind your actions.
All right, Rose.
Her
thank
fault.
You
said
no,
it.
Not at all.
No, it ain't her fault.
It's not her fault.
No.
Well, I mean, what if she had just been, they gave her a roofie, allegedly, and just some water or, you know, some Gatorade or something.
It's good that you mentioned, you know, the story before, you know, the parties in question go to the news stations and get a squashed.
Yeah.
It was the back channel dealings.
I've enjoyed the fact over the last 2 weeks we've talked about a bunch of stuff that the none of the other shows or outlets would dare talk about.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting.
Plus,
interesting stuff going
Bob
on
Jones doesn't spend any money with us anymore.
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to Kevin on line 4. Kevin, good morning, sir.
Morning.
How you doing?
I still don't understand. All right, I guess.
Good.
Still don't understand why these people are saying, you know, she knew the consequences and whatever. Who cares what school she went to?
Yep.
What happened to her happened to her. That's an excuse. There is no excuse for, no matter what she goes to school for, where she goes to school or whatever. If she was drugged and raped, she was drugged and raped. That needs to be handled. They need to be prosecuted for that.
No kidding. Like, I hate to keep saying this. Quit making good points, Jimmy. But to Jimmy's point about, like, rather than to say, okay, your life is, you know, it's on shaky ground right now, we're not going to also pull away your education, you know, the things that you've paid for, maybe even earned if she had a scholarship. So, I don't get it. I totally agree with you, Kevin. But, I mean, that's the, you know, freedom of speech, able to see it different ways. But, God, I hope people that have that way of thinking don't ever have to face something like this, because
right.
I feel like you're going to feel differently.
Or you just wouldn't care, which would be weird.
And being a victim, my gosh, and wanting someone to help you and there's no help for you and you're judged is the worst thing ever. That's what's despicable about this.
Yeah. Right. It's like the school and everybody has been calling in. Well, she knew the consequences. Yeah, there's consequences for every action you do in life.
Yeah.
There's either good consequences or bad consequences. Unfortunately, she wanted to go out to have a good time, but then yet she was turned into a victim, you know, because of somebody else's actions.
Yeah.
And that to me is not right, and she shouldn't be victimized multiple times because, well, she knew there was a chance she could get raped. Hell, there's a chance for anybody, no matter what they do. They could get raped, they could get stabbed or shot, no matter where they're at or where they go.
But you're not supposed to.
Just because she went to a party.
Shouldn't have had alcohol or that would have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen to you sober. It could happen to you if you were impaired. It could happen to you either way, and it isn't. And it sexual assault and drinking do not go hand in hand. They're not, I mean, raise your hand if you've never assaulted somebody when you were drinking. Everybody in the room stuck their hand up. Fatboy did twice.
Rape is not a sexual act. It's an act of violence. There wasn't anything that she loved about that. There wasn't anything that she asked for.
Right, yeah. All right, we'll take a break from that. Several people are saying, well, this isn't a good Friday conversation. Well, guess what? Imagine her being in her shoes right now.
The news shouldn't have come out on Thursday then.
Yeah, that's right. News comes out on Sunday nights only from now on.
all
right. We'll break from that. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
All right, we're going to talk about who said this. There will always be people who say, I ruined country music.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Who admits to that? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
There'd be a bunch of suspects.
Who ruined country music? You know, there's a deep, dark answer to that. That I really believe that it may be someone that I used to look up to.
There's a lot of potential answers to that. A whole bunch of them. I mean, it could have been the first dude using auto-tune back in the 80s.
Yeah. Or Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Could have been Alabama or Garth Brooks.
Shut your mouth.
Come on.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Our app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. and her big ol' hoo-has.
Let's take a little quiz, shall we? Who said this?
Do I need a number two pencil?
You might.
Yeah, whichever
number
of pencil you have, you can use. There will always be people who say, I ruined country music. Let's begin our quiz. Was it A?
Now, is it multiple choice?
No.
No, okay.
It's not multiple choice, okay.
Well, it's between, yeah, it is multiple choice.
Oh, it is all multiple right. choice.
All right. A, Toby Keith. B, Natalie Maines of the Chicks. C, Jake Owen. D, Kacey Musgraves. E, Taylor Swift. Or F, Luke Bryan.
Kacey Musgraves ain't ruining nothing.
No.
No, she's not.
No.
Except for my drawers.
She didn't ruin it.
I would buy her $99 candle if it smelled like her.
People who are out there writing music and playing music and, you know, doing real music like Kacey Musgraves does, they're not ruining it, no.
Wait, we're not talking about the driver?
No. That's Ted. That's Ted. Number 16, Family Channel Ford.
I would not buy his candle. Part of me wants to say Natalie Maines from the D-Chicks.
Hey, they didn't ruin country, though.
No. I don't know.
No, they were a hell of a lot better than anything you hear on country radio now.
Yeah.
Because, again, they were writing and playing.
Garth isn't on the list, which shocks me, because he kind of did ruin it in a weird way. He made it too show busy.
Yeah, he was a showman.
You wouldn't have ever seen Merle Haggard swinging from a rope on the stage. But at the party, he would have been.
But he was writing and playing, though. George Strait didn't write any of them damn songs he did. I like George, but he didn't write a song.
Are you sure?
No. He can rope a calf, but he can't write a song, man.
I'm going to stay with real man. I'm going to say I'm going to stick with Natalie Maines.
Okay.
Jim?
Who was the first one?
Toby Keith.
Yeah, I
remember him.
Well, yeah,
he doesn't
well go
care
there.
About the military.
Oh yeah.
Allegedly.
Fat boy, you got one?
I'm going to refrain because I know the answer.
Okay, well, it's F, Luke Bryan.
Oh, you egomaniac. Country music was weren't for you came along.
So he's got a new album out that he's, he's doing pressers for. Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. It's out today. So
sing like a donkey.
We
got
need
teeth
to
like one,
figure
dude.
Out ways to do PR. You know what I mean? Like when we have something big to announce, we should make some kind of declaration like this so people will talk about it.
Yes.
So in this whole thing, he was defending his crossover hits like Country Girls Shake It For Me, which purists hate, but he thinks that's because they grew up in a different time.
Well, I didn't grow up in a different time. I grew up in his time, and I'm sick to death of Mud Truck, Get in My Truck, Girl. I'm sick of those songs.
He looks like Butthead.
Yeah, I'm sick of, hey, girl, get on up in my truck, girl. Come on, girl, get in my truck, girl. I'm sick of that song over and over and over and over and damn over again.
Why don't you like my songs, man?
Because you got donkey teeth.
Ain't that the whole donkey thing I got?
You have, for some reason, you're donkey like you're dong. An average size man, but you got teeth the size of a horse's teeth.
I got stacks of money the size of you.
It looks like he has three rows of veneers. He really does.
Yeah, man,
they're white and pearly. I'm telling you,
he's got more teeth than sharks.
I know. There's a bunch of toothless sharks swimming around Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, they got like 3-4 rows of teeth, whatever. He's got like 6.
And the longest.
He's got more
forehead.
Teeth than Andre the Giant.
Oh, gosh.
He's got more teeth than that girl's part.
Y'all are killing me. Killing it today.
The movie Teeth?
Yeah. Going down.
Well, here's something you probably never even thought of, but your boring desk jobs might help your brain as you get old. So that's good news if you have a job like that. A study out of the University of Cambridge in England found that office workers did 3 times better on cognitive tests as they got older than people on more physical jobs.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Well, I mean, the people that have desk jobs now have like coffee table jobs.
Yeah.
They have kitchen table jobs.
Yeah, I mean, people
they have lake house jobs.
I don't think you're going to see that going forward if everybody keeps working from home. More and more people I know are going permanent work from home. I don't think you're going to continue to see that. It's going to be cognitively bad for them because they ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
They're drunk and they're eating too much. They ain't doing nothing. It's all of them.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I was looking in the mirror, my reflection in the window.
For the drinking. All right. So these people, they're physically inactive and their careers do better on memory, attention, visual processing speed, and reading ability. So if you're, doing other jobs, maybe you can do something to, like play music or do crossword puzzles to work your brain.
Fat Boy, you're playing music right now. Do you feel,
yeah,
you feel better?
I just can't get off the last story. Like, Blake Shelton wrote a song about chewing tobacco, and this song is called Drink a Beer.
Yeah. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit. Yeah.
And that's all he's talking about is going to drink a beer.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, what about, man, the little big town about where they cover all the bases? Wine, liquor, beer, and whatever the other one is?
You know what?
That's not a bad song, though, because it has horns and stuff. It sounds, I mean, it's like New Orleans jazz country.
You know what I want for a Madman's conspiracy mystery?
Yeah, what do you want?
Paige, answer for me. Go ahead.
There's so much really great country music being made in America right now.
Yeah.
None of it's on country radio. Mm-mm. And we work in the industry, and we don't have an answer to why that is.
I don't know either.
And it
is
anybody in some kind of violation of federal law or FCC stuff with any of this? How deep into pockets is Big Machine?
I think people are scared to death to go out to think outside the bun, for lack of a better term. To think outside the barn.
Industry-wide, they are. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Man, so much. I mean, it sucks you do stories. Yeah, country music's weren't. But now there's more. There's so much good country music being made.
Yeah.
It's not on the radio because they play Luke Bryan.
Yeah, because it's easy. I mean, it's expected.
It's a girl getting my truck.
Nobody. And then when they do like the deep cuts and stuff like that, it'll be late at night or on the weekends or something.
Yeah.
Most people won't hear it.
And it's the same 10 songs.
Yeah.
All right, then. Rise.
But back to this. Oh, we finished that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Headline styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. We're going to take a break. I don't know where to... Fat Boy's got a good poker face. He really does.
Yeah.
And I'm not making any kind of oral sex jokes with that. He said earlier that when the FOF line, when we brought that up, you asked him, oh, is it bad this week? He's like, y'all get it really bad. Mm-hmm. You and Matt get it really bad. And then I was like, oh, God. And he's like, no, I'm just kidding. It's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, you might have to take a picture of my poker face.
But now I don't know. I think you're trolling us. You're the world's best troll.
I'm doing it now.
All right, the FOF line, we're going to open it up next. 864-241-4318. Good, bad, indifferent. We'll find out right after this.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.